Next case, please.
The next application is 11,920. Gerald Foreman Jr. seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-25C and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Iron Branch Road, approximately 875 feet northwest of Power Plant Road. The 911 address is 30670 Iron Branch Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR. The tax map is District 233, Map 6, Parcel 76. Specifically, they're requesting a 2.2-foot variance for the side yard, a 1.9-foot variance for the rear yard, and a 1.6-foot variance for the rear yard. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gerald Foreman. My address is 30670 Iron Branch Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, I've got a conflict of interest in this matter, so I'll be here to swear in any of the witnesses. Mr. Robertson, who normally fills in, we have conflicts, couldn't be here tonight. So if there are any legal questions that arise, I'd ask that you just direct those to him and he can get those answers to you.
All right. Thank you.
But I'll be here in my chair in case anybody needs to be sworn in.
All right. Thanks.
How you doing?
Good evening.
I don't know if you said on the back, but when I came for the original, for the variance, it was for my main dwelling too. The lady had me sign. You said that already?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't hear. Sorry. So I'm going to just go right on through my questions.
Yep.
Okay. On the uniqueness of the property, when we got the property, it has a lot of trees, like giant oak trees on it, and it already had a garage on it. So it had a pad that I originally had a shed sitting on it. And what I did is I came to planning and zoning and asked, could I move the shed off and build onto the existing pad? Which I was thinking that when I built on the existing pad, the guy had to get a permit. But I guess, you know, so when I got the pad, I started to build on it. So the uniqueness, I thought that would be the only spot to build on because everything else was no more room, a small area. And it says, could not otherwise be developed. Same thing I'm saying again. It was just that pad was there, so I figured that was the only spot that I had to build on, so that's why I proceeded to build on it. And like I said, again, I thought that it was 5 feet from the property line. And it says, not created by applicant. Again, like I said, the pad was there, so I just built on it, and I thought that it was on 5 foot, so that's why I'm here with you guys tonight, because I thought that it was 5 foot, but it was off. And so when I began to build on it, it wasn't until then I went into planning zoning and asked the lady, and then somebody came out and looked at it and was like, oh no man, it's wrong. But by that time it was built. And it says, will not alter essential characteristics of the neighborhood. The lady, Beverly Mitchell, owns all the property there, and she's actually part of your planning and zoning. So she was able to give me some insight to build this, and she said that she wouldn't have any problems with me building on it. But that's at the 5 feet. And the minimum variance, I guess that's all I needed, because it was so small, like 2 feet or whatever, that was off. And then do I go through the back and start over for the rear dwelling? Okay. Mm-hmm. For the main dwelling, the uniqueness of the property, when I brought the property back in 2001, the gentleman that had the property, all that stuff was on there. It was already built. So the realtor never said anything about it. We've been living there about 16 and a half years. So we didn't do anything to the property. It wasn't until I came to plan the zone and found out that it was out of code. Could not otherwise be developed. Again, I purchased a home from the realtor, and he said that everything was fine. They gave me a survey, actually, and said everything was good. So we thought that everything was good. Three, not created by applicant. We didn't know the gentleman, but we knew that they had said that he did a lot of stuff, because when we bought the place, all the electricity and all the wires were just hanging off of the building and stuff. We had to fix all that stuff. But we never altered anything. And four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, Ms. Beth owns the property from the side of my home, around the back of my home. She owns everything there, and she had no complaints to say about us, the property. We've been there 16 and a half years. And again, I think that's a minimum variance too. It's off by like maybe a foot or something. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, if I may. Mm-hmm. So let's back up a little bit. So you bought the property in 2001?
Yes, sir.
There was a survey done?
Yes, sir.
But there was no mention of the fact that you needed a variance then for the dwelling?
No.
Dwelling was there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you say there was a shed there on a, or just a cement pad?
It was a cement pad. It was a cement pad. And in 2005, we purchased a shed and put the shed on there. But okay. We was thinking.
So you purchased a shed?
Yeah. And so when they brought that permit, I'm thinking that, okay, well, they did what they needed to do for planning and zoning, so I'm good. So when I moved that shed this year to come up to you guys, I never thought to even look, because I thought that, well, they got a permit, so it should be good.
So did you get the permit, or the people you bought the shed from get the permit?
The people that I bought the shed from had the permit in the window when they put it on a lot.
So who was that company?
Oh. What's that, by the flea market. We bought the shed from the flea market.
In where?
Right there, Bargain Bills. Bargain Bills. You sell the sheds out there.
Behind there?
Mm-hmm.
And that was recently?
No. In 2005, I bought that shed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the shed's still there, or did you move the shed?
I moved the shed.
Oh, you moved the shed?
Yeah, I got a brand. I built the building on the pad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you did that, before you did that, did you come to the county and get a permit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see how far you were supposed to be?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So what I did is, because I moved the shed, I thought that the shed was 5 foot from the line. So when I came to the planning and zoning, I told the lady that it was 5 foot from the line, which I didn't measure it. I just assumed. And it cost me, because I was like, once the lady came, I looked at it, she's like, it's off by 2 feet. And I thought that he needed a permit for the pad, but I didn't know that.
So the guy got the permit for your first shed you got from Laurel.
Yeah.
And so they set it there and nobody checked on that?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then you remove that shed.
Right.
And you build a new one in the same footprint.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Existing pad. And that's how I worded it to them when I went to plan the zone. I told her it was coming off of an existing pad. That's what I told her,
okay.
You know, but I didn't, like I said, I didn't measure.
Was there a shed on there before you purchased the shed in 2005?
No, it was just a pad there.
Okay.
It was just in there. So I figure, you know.
Are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp? Do you have any questions?
I'm conflicted out.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's right. You said that already. Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? There's one hand. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant says that he bought the property in 2001, and clearly the dwelling was in the present place that it was then, without discovery that he was in need of a variance for the dwelling. So I believe that's a unique circumstance in the application. And as it is now with the dwelling there, and I'm not sure how old the dwelling is, but the applicant states that he's been there 16 and a half years. So in that regard, he cannot otherwise be developed. and it certainly wasn't created by the applicant for the dwelling. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood because it's been there at least 16 and a half years plus, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11,920.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,920 is approved.
Thank you.